Under a long-time agreement, 90% of the TRT funds went to the Chamber Bureau. That allocation became a formal contract in 2011, but last year the County Council gave notice that they wanted to revamp the formula. County Manager Tom Fisher said he can't preview much about the new agreement, except to say the old formula is changing.
You know, back in 2003, I was called out of my civilian job to deploy to Iraq, and I spent 15 months there myself. So that's the last time that I was deployed overseas for something. You know, I've reached a level where my main job in the Utah National Guard is to prepare others and units for deployment. So I am not in a position that is typically deployed. It would have to be something pretty large, large scale, almost a full deployment of the military for me to be involved in something like that. If it did happen, it would largely be something that, and I've always considered this in my county manager positions, is whether I would have to relinquish that position in order to do something like that.
Even with the county getting more of the funds, there are legal restrictions on how the TRT money can be used.
By state law, it has to be expended on items that increase tourism. That's the basic premise, but there are more restrictions on it than that. I expect that the council, they have some ideas on that, but they also have some things within state law that they have to follow, that they will have to have some groups advise them on how that's used. And there could be grant programs associated with it. There could be other programs.
He said they reached an agreement before the end of 2017 that helped the chamber's timeline.
What was important about getting to the December, getting some agreement before the end of December, or at least conceptual agreement, is that they're working on their marketing plans for the year. So that was the so now that we're finishing up the language in the draft, now we can finalize it so that they can get into their budget for their budget year.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher, who said the new agreement will likely go to the council at its January 24th meeting. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.